Under changes made by legislative budget writer, small companies would be exempt from the state's no-call list, and previous customers could be contacted, something Madison Senator John Erpenbach thinks will make the law ineffective.
If you were a client of a long-distance carrier and you dropped them and went with somebody else, under the law right now, your former long-distance carrier wouldn't be able to contact you. Under the Republican proposal, they can contact you now, and they can contact you as often as they want, as long as they want.
Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald of Juneau offered the budget amendment to help small companies cope with a tough economy. But a lobbyist for Wisconsin Independent Business Incorporated says they didn't ask for changes. In fact, Wayne Corey says their group would like phone solicitations banned at businesses, not just private homes.
Nuisance phone calls have become a major problem for businesses, just as they are a major problem for people in their homes. And that there's a reason why this law is so popular.
The author of the state's no-call list says Republicans' intentions of helping small business may do just the opposite. Exemptions to the no-call list mean remaining companies will have to pay more to the state in registration fees. Last year, the state collected more money than expected, but Republican budget writers took that $600,000 and put it in the state's general fund. Senator Erpenbach says that means companies promised lower fees probably won't get them unless the governor vetoes any no-call changes, which might make it into the final budget. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.